agenda. Do you want to refer back to the?
Refer back, yeah. So that completes our public hearing. So let's refer back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was conditional use number 2517, High Tide Church Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Robertson's going to read a motion into the record on my behalf.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, it is Mr. Mears' motion that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2517. I hope I have that right. For the High Tide Church Incorporated to allow an on-premise electronic message center sign based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this is an application for a conditional use to install an on-premises electronic message display sign. This type of application is permitted under section 115-161.1A3 of the zoning code. Two, the sign will be located on the church's property and will be used to display information about the church and its various activities and events. Three, the sign will be required to comply with all the sign regulations in the zoning code, including brightness and motion. Four, the sign will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways or traffic. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And six, a final site plan showing the location of the sign on the site shall be submitted to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission for approval.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
Was there a second?
There was. Yep.
Okay. All right, then it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2517, High Tide Church Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2493, Rennie Hunt.
Any discussion on this one? Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer conditional use 2493, Rennie Hunt, for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2493, Rennie Hunt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was conditional use number 2494, Rennie Hunt.
Any discussion? Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer conditional use 2494, Rennie Hunt, for further consideration.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2494, Rennie Hunt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was change of zone number 2028, Oscar H. Warrington Jr. and Thelma M. Warrington Trustee.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I believe council has a motion to read on my behalf.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Chairman, it is Commissioner Collins' motion that the commission recommend approval of change in zone number 2028 for Oscar H. Jr. and Thelma M. Warrington trustees for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. C2 zoning is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads, and this site is located along an arterial road as designated by Sussex County and DelDOT. Two, the applicant's property is generally located along King's Highway, adjacent to the boundary of the city of Lewis. It is next to a small strip mall, the Brush Factory, and a senior living development. It is across from a brew pub, church, and builder, and it is near an existing medical office building, a real estate office, and the Cape Pendleton High School. The property to the rear has been approved as a townhouse community by the City of Lewis. There are other business, commercial, and institutional zonings and uses in the immediate area. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Conversely, AR1 agricultural residential zoning is no longer the most appropriate zoning category at this particular location. Three, C2 zoning at this location along King's Highway will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County and the City of Lewis by providing a convenient location for retail uses or consumer services. Four, the rezoning will allow the redevelopment of the existing strip mall in conjunction with DelDOT's planned improvements to King's Highway. The applicant has also stated that it intends to explore mixed use over retail buildings as part of the redevelopment of the site. Five, DelDOT has determined that this change of zone will result in a minor impact on area roadways. Six, the site is located within a wellhead protection area, and the ultimate site plan and future development of the site will be required to comply with Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code. Seven, the site is served by central water and central sewer. Eight, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or roadways. 9, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan and the future land use map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. 10, the proposed zoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 11, there is information in the record from the Lewis Scenic Byways Committee and the City of Lewis regarding the need for interconnectivity to connect Kings Highway with Savannah Road through this property and the adjacent properties that are within the City of Lewis. These are reasonable suggestions that can be implemented if this change of zone is approved. However, the site design and future interconnectivity must be considered and addressed as part of the ultimate site plan designed for the property if the C2 zoning change is approved. That process is separate from and contingent upon this rezoning to C2 medium commercial. 12, there was no opposition to this rezoning, and there are 5 letters in support of this application from adjoining property owners and tenants within the site. And finally, 13, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. That's my motion.
I second it.
The move and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone 2028 Oscar H. Warrington Jr. and Thelma M. Warrington trustee for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.